In the latest escalation in global trade tensions, China is threatening to restrict exports of rare earths to the United States. The minerals are a critical component in everyday items like iPhones, electric cars, satellites, and solar rooftop panels. The potential blockade from China provides big mining opportunities in Australia. But just like the coal mining boom, critics say most of the resources are still just being sent overseas as raw commodities. Amelia Turzon reports.
On the WA territory border in central Australia, mining company Northern Minerals is digging a rare earth element out of the red ground. Its managing director is George Bork.
The major element that we have in our mix is an element called dysprosium. It's in electric vehicles, typically hybrid vehicles, wind turbines.
The company is just one of many trying to capitalise on the mining opportunities in northern and western Australia, being fuelled by new technologies and the growth of the renewables sector. Gavin Mudd from RMIT University in Melbourne wrote a report on the subject for the federal government.
There's an increasing demand for a lot of these sort of metals that we call critical, and that's driven by a lot of these sort of very rapid changes in technology that we're seeing, whether that be the very rapid uptake of renewable energy, the increasingly rapid uptake of energy storage batteries, and what we're starting to see, I guess, is this exponential growth in interest and uptake of electric vehicles as well. At the moment, you're seeing an evolution, and some of the traditional minerals like coal are certainly being challenged.
But Gavin Mudd says, like the coal mining industry, most of the elements that are being dug out of the ground in Australia are being exported as a raw product to overseas markets, mostly China.
I think it would be really great to see Australia break that historical trend.
Northern Minerals says it's trying to do just that. It wants to add a refinery to its mine so it can process the rare earth element dysprosium and open up more export markets, including the United States and Europe. But George Bork says uncertainty over federal government rules about research and development tax incentives are making it difficult to invest with confidence.
The industry's been driven by get to revenue as quick as possible. You know, we really need to encourage and incentivise people to say, no, go downstream, create the next industry.
Other companies are facing barriers too. Australia is now the biggest exporter of lithium, used to make batteries that store renewable energy and power electric vehicles. But for the last few years, a startup called Energy Renaissance has been pitching to build a lithium battery factory in Darwin. 3 years on, it's still negotiating with the territory government on an appropriate site. The company's chair is Sue McCluskey.
Not only is it challenging in terms of, you know, raising the funds and doing the work, it's also quite challenging in terms of navigating across the bureaucratic processes.
AM has approached the Northern Territory Government, the Federal Treasurer and the Resources Minister for a response.
Amelia Turzon reporting.